Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to be with you, continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Rick Lepsinger back on the show. I know, I'm excited too. Rick is here. Rick is the president of On Point Consulting. He's the co-author of Flexible Leadership, the author of Closing the Execution Gap. And he's one of the guys we turn to when we want to help, when we want to become better leaders, better managers, better executors of our business model. Rick Lepsinger, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you back, Rick. So talk to us about the decision-making process. You know, my mentors have taught me over the years a lot about decision-making, and most of the time they didn't even know they were teaching me. They were just doing either a good job or a bad job, right? I was learning from them by paying attention. But one of them said to me one time, actually out of his mouth, said, "Make lots of decisions." He said, "If you make lots of decisions, almost by definition, you'll have to make smaller ones. And when you make a bad decision, it'll hurt you less." What do you think about that?
Well, I think that's an interesting perspective. It's almost like, you know, practice. But I think, you know, what's interesting is that it's not so much the frequency of decisions, because even really, really smart people make bad decisions.
Right.
So, you know, part of it is to understand what impacts, you know, our judgment and what impacts the quality of our decisions, so we can then, you know, make the proper adjustments to minimize the impact of that. So, you know, so for example, you know, if you understand a little bit about how your brain responds to and processes information, and a little bit about some of the biases that affect your judgment, you can then take appropriate action to ensure that you're avoiding the negative effects of that.
Right. Well, exactly. So talk to us some more. Continue. Keep going.
Yeah. Well, so a little bit, so just in general, I mean, not to get too wonky about it, but, you know, your brain
This is the wonk segment.
But it's helpful. I find it really interesting to understand just a little bit about the brain, because it really does affect how we approach information, how we process information. And there's two systems that are sort of kind of competing with each other. You have your automatic response and your deliberate processing is one. So automatic response is we see it, we do it. So for instance, you know, if you ask a fire chief, you know, how do you make decisions in a crisis? And in the interview, the fire chief said, "I don't make decisions. Mm-hmm. I act." And that's your automatic process.
And that also is driven, that's basically for professionals, that's the default that you go to because of your training.
Yeah, absolutely. And because, you know, you're trying to move quickly, you think you recognize and understand the situation, it's familiar to you, so you move forward with it.
And but it's the only way to, and it's the only way to, that you can perform under stress.
Well, in a stressful situation, you may be inclined to move to that, but it may not necessarily be the best way to go, because the other side of it is sort of your deliberate processing, where you're really taking time to think through the situation and try to understand the dynamic and then put a plan forward.
Mm-hmm.
The other is the tension between emotion and reason. Emotion is, you know, we have a certain feeling, and it might be fear, you know, or it might be a concern or anxiety, and then we act based on that. So, for instance, you know, if we see a competitor doing something like lowering their price, and we're concerned that we just don't want to lose, you know, we're worried we're going to lose the business, we lower our price as well. That may not be the best choice, but it's an emotional response. Counter to that is reasoning, where we're trying to be more planful, more thoughtful, really taking a look at the situation overall and using logic and data to make our choices overall. So your brain has got these processes sort of in competition with each other, and what you're trying to do is approach decision-making in a way that leverages the best aspects of all these processes and not letting one dominate the other, because you know anyone dominating might be a problem.
Could you ever find yourself going into a scenario where you're going to know you're going to have to make some decisions, and you say, okay, I'm going to use all of these directions, these options that Rick has told me, but I'm pretty sure on this particular event, I'm going to have to lean on this one.
Yeah, on occasion, like in a crisis situation.
Yeah.
Revert to
training, but also be prepared to be deliberate. OnPointConsulting.com, is that right?
That's right.
Check it out, folks. OnPointConsulting.com. Quick break. Right back with Rick Lepsinger. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.